The KCLR Daily with Brian Redmond on air, online and on smart speaker.
Home ownership is so intrinsic within the Irish psyche and something that's a challenge for many, particularly given current climates. And we thought it'd be a great idea to look at a series over the next couple of weeks. Everything from the thoughts, the stresses, right the way through to the joy of placing that first potted plant or buying your first table and chairs. And we've got lots of different topics to cover over the next couple of weeks in our new series entitled Unlocking Home Ownership.
Turning the key to your new home. Unlocking Home Ownership on the KCLR Daily. Brought to you in partnership with June Doran Properties, your premier choice in real estate excellence in Carlow, Kilkenny and the surrounding areas.
Now, in the coming weeks, we'll be looking at navigating the mortgage maze, location, 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 and many other topics, including budgeting essentials and inspecting the fine print. But I suppose, you know, most people, the most important steps that they'll take are the process of actually buying a house. And joining us today, a perfect guest, expert advice coming your way on the topic of mastering the home buying process, property mogul, shall we call you. June Doran has joined us. June, great to have you in.
I wish I was a mogul. thanks for having me.
That whole process of actually buying the house, I mean, there's so many different stages to it and so many different facets to it. But the process of buying the house itself, I mean, our topic today is talking about mastering that process. What are the first and most important things that people need to start thinking about when they're actually buying a house?
Well, really and truly, location is the first thing I would think about. You obviously, we've skipped the part where the very first stage is you're saving to, for your
yeah, and
deposit.
We'll look at all that over the next couple of weeks.
I mean, and you have your mortgage approval.
I think this point that we're talking about today is probably the most exciting phase, because you've gone through the phase of going, oh, can I really, can I afford to do this? I've gone through the budget. We let other people deal with that. But you deal, I think, with the nice part. Right, I've got a budget. I've got my mortgage approval. Now I'm actually buying a house. So location is the key first step in your mind.
Yeah, and actually to be really honest, like, don't narrow your location to just one location, because the chances of that happening, a house coming up in a certain area that you really, really want, you know, it doesn't always happen when you want it to happen. As soon as you buy a house somewhere else, that house will come up.
Sod's law, I think that's what they call that.
Exactly, yeah. But I would say, you know, you look at your budget, you look at your locations, research everything. I mean, know exactly where you should stop, you know, looking beyond a certain price point. Don't torture yourself with looking at things that are beyond your budget.
And
there's
probably elements of location to consider. For example, travel times to and from works, travel time to and from schools. How picturesque
trains,
is it? What
buses,
does it feel like?
Yeah.
Is there coffee shops? There's a lot to consider, even in that one topic of location.
Yeah, exactly. And then when you've done that and you've decided on an area, kind of just broaden your scope. Just always have an open mind about it. But, you know, go back to those areas in the evening time. Drive to that area from your work or to work. You know, go there, put the clock on, drive to work, and drive home. Drive back to that location.
And would you suggest doing that at different times during the week? Because you might drive through somewhere on a sunny Sunday afternoon and go, that's only 15 minutes from where I work. It could be a very different story in a Monday morning at 8:30.
Oh yeah, exactly. That's the thing. That's why I'm saying go at the time you feel like, okay, I leave work at 7 in the morning, or I leave work at 8. What's it like? Now, normally places like Carlow, Kilkenny, you'll get out of the towns pretty easily. Getting close to school times, every road is congested. So, you have to factor that in. But so I would do that. And I would also go back in the evening time, say 8 o'clock, if you kind of are local to the area anyway, and go back in the evening time. What's it like in the evening? Like, are there loads of cars on the street and I won't get parking? Is it, you know, I get home later than everybody else and, you know, I can't park my car? Those things are all, they're all to do with your quality of life afterwards. You know what I mean? So the thing that you might think, okay, I can live with that, but, you know, really, can you live with it every single day?
Yeah, for
you
the
know?
Next 10, yeah, 15, yeah. 20, maybe the rest of your life if it's your forever home.
Exactly. And, you know, I have come across, you know, people who say, you know, I'm willing to travel, you know, who have never lived, say, outside of an urban area. And, okay, I want to live, I'll live 10 miles from town. That's fine. I'm great. I'm happy with that. And I want to live in the countryside. Just bear in mind that 10 miles is not 10 miles. It's 20, because wherever you go, you're going to have to come back. So let's say you're, you know, so location is
absolutely. Location is the first one. Moving on from that, you found your dream location. location. What are you considering next as the most important thing to take into account?
Well, a lot of people look now at the BER of the property.
So this is the energy rating certificate.
The energy rating, exactly, for the property. So, and then, you know, there's an easy way. When you look on Daft, and every ad will have the BER rating for the house and a BER number. So if you want to say that it's a lower BER than you'd like, because once you go over a B, like if you get to a B3, B2, you then qualify, like, and I know you're going to cover this next week, but you'll qualify for a green mortgage.
Yeah.
So, you know, the banks look, you'll get a better interest rate, basically. So, so if something is under that or way under that, don't let that phase you too much.
Because so to get a green mortgage, the BER rating has to be of a high enough standard to qualify.
Exactly. It has to be beyond a B.
Yeah.
You know, B or beyond. So B3, B2. Mm. And A is the ultimate, you know. Yeah. So, but that's where you need to be to qualify for that. Now, if you purchase a house that is, say, anything under that, well, you can still go to a green mortgage after you've gotten work
okay,
done
so
in
could,
order
you could
to
buy the house, do a little bit of renovation work,
and
or
switch
maybe and switch
to green.
Yeah.
So there's options there. And the other thing to look at is familiarize yourself with all of the grants that are available. So go to the SEAI website, and just to go back to the what I was saying there about Daft. When you are looking at a property, there's a BER number on the Daft ad.
Mm.
Or My Home, because it must be there. You cannot advertise without it. So,
yeah.
excuse me. So you can go onto the SAI website and look at the register. Put in the BER number, and it doesn't always do it. It's not 100% reliable, because I've often looked them up, and you know the advisory report isn't there.
But that number will bring you to a report that gives you more detail.
Well, it'll actually shows you on the report. Okay, it's currently an E1. has the potential to go to and some properties will have the potential to go to an A, and some have you can certainly bring it to a B.
Yeah.
With a, you know, and then it'll give you the list of works that would be required,
so that would give you a bit of an insight into, okay, this is a house that, my God, if I just replace the front door, it might bring it over the threshold to get a green mortgage. Or I could be looking at new roofs, new this, new insulation, new
exactly.
that. Oh, not a chance that could happen.
Yeah, and when you're going to view a property and you think, you know, even from the photos, it needs a little bit of work, if you have anybody, a friend or a family member who can go with you, that's a plumber, an electrician, a builder, whatever, just in that trade, it's always useful to.
So far, June,
like
we've talked about location, BER cert, and getting some good advice from people that you might know around. We're talking to June Doran from June Doran Properties about the journey to buying homes. We're going to be covering it in the next couple of weeks in our Unlocking Home Ownership special. June, can you stay with me for a moment or two, because that type of advice is invaluable. I've got a short break to take, and then I want to get another one or two tips from you in this first step on the ladder.
The KCLR Daily with Brian Redmond, on air, online and on smart speaker.
In our new Unlocking Home Ownership series, I'm talking to a local property owner and of course propertier. Estate agent, is that a term that's still
auctioneer.
Used?
Yeah,
auctioneer. Yeah, there's all sorts of different skills, I suppose, within that one office. But we're talking about from open houses to offers, mastering the home buying prices. And so far we've looked at location, we've looked at those very important BER certs, and you know, also grants is something that we touched on, as well as getting good advice from any tradesman that you might know. But June, let's just take the last couple of moments that we have to talk budgets and money. I mean, any advice that you can give people in regard to that, because it is one of the most important things to consider.
Yeah, and the bank will have already done their due diligence, and they have offered you a loan that you can afford. So I would say stick to your budget. Don't go looking at properties that you can't, that you know before you get there.
And when
you
say stick to your budget, I mean, realistically, the bank has set the budget for you. But when it comes to actually viewing properties, give us some advice, because if I've got something that's on the market right at the top end of my budget, is there any point in getting involved in that process? Is it likely that I'm just going to end up brokenhearted? What sort of amounts should I consider?
Well, no, definitely look, because it gives you a good benchmark. If nothing else, it you get educated every single time you go do a viewing.
And I suppose you might get lucky. It's the one you think is probably top end and may go up, and all of a sudden 3 weeks later they've got, well, it's yours.
Yeah, like somebody may want a quick sale. The one thing I will say to you about that is, if you're about to make an offer on a property, or you're thinking about making an offer on a property, and you feel you're fairly well clued in at this stage that this house is within, one, within your budget, but two, within its actual value range. You know what I mean? It's not it's not unrealistic. So therefore, do not make an unrealistic offer. If you make an offer that is, you know, a good chunk below the asking price, you know, that is only going to instigate a no. So you don't really know what the seller is thinking, and maybe they want something for, you know, to move pretty quickly. And if you come in with a reasonable offer, and maybe it's not everything the vendor would have wanted, but it's still good enough that they don't want to throw it away either. And it will open up a negotiation. And some people make the mistake that, oh, I'll just, you know, this has 250, let me offer 220. Well, did the agent really undervalue that property to that degree?
Yeah. You know, and I suppose a good agent would also give advice. I mean, you're there, you're paid to obviously act on behalf of the vendor. But true. I mean, if somebody's ringing you with a stupid offer, I mean, a good estate agent will probably tell you, listen, you know, if I put that offer to the vendor, it could be
annoying.
Not going to go down
well. Because you have to remember, this is somebody's home that you're talking about. Like, and if it's not your standard and it's not up to your standard, you feel like I'm going to discount backwards for the works that I need to do on this home. You know, you could have said that. You know, it just, look, all I'm saying is to be reasonable.
Yeah, just and because it's not your perfect place yet doesn't mean it isn't
exactly,
theirs.
Exactly, yes. You know, and don't expect something. Another point on that is don't expect something to be walk in exactly how you want it. I've never sold a property. Well, actually, that's not true. I've sold one property where the
changed nothing.
They changed nothing. But that was literally one property that I can point out to. But because everything can be done in time.
Well, it's a very, very important series. It's a very, very important topic. And as I said, in the coming weeks, we'll be covering lots of different elements, including navigating the mortgage maze, looking more at location, location, location. We'll be talking about budget essentials coming into it, inspecting the fine print from a legal perspective, and turning the key, the part that everybody loves to do. But for now, June Doran from June Doran Properties, our guest, our first guest on our new Unlocking Home Ownership segment. Thanks for joining us here on the KCLR Daily.
Thank you.
Unlocking Home Ownership on the KCLR Daily. Brought to you in partnership with June Doran Properties, your premier choice in real estate excellence in Carlow, Kilkenny and the surrounding areas.